Jill Biden visits children injured in Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre, promotes coronavirus vaccines. By Charlie Spiring on December 15, 2021. First Lady Jill Biden visited children severely wounded from the Christmas Parade Massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin. On Wednesday, also using the occasion to remind parents to vaccinate their children for coronavirus. The First Lady visited two children who were severely injured during the attack at Children's Wisconsin Hospital, but her public remarks focused only on vaccinations. Biden visited with an 11-year-old girl who was still being treated at the hospital with a traumatic brain injury. She also visited with a 10-year-old girl who was suffering broken bones and a broken pelvis as well as a brain injury. During her remarks, the First Lady spoke of young parents feeling absolute terror when their children were born. Because you know that this little fragile life is depending on you. We do absolutely everything we can to protect our kids. She continued, shifting to a discussion about the importance of parents getting their children the coronavirus vaccine shots. The First Lady said she was excited to inform parents that families could now vaccinate their children over 5, and she encouraged them to add a scheduled vaccination appointment to their list for the holidays. So make it a family event and get your booster as well. I promise. It's easy to do, she said. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy appeared with Biden and addressed the horrific attack. I know that so many in this room continue to feel the pain and the trauma that resulted from this act of violence. I know that you feel it as survivors and witnesses to this terrible act, he said before also shifting to a conversation about vaccines. The First Lady's visit to Waukesha took place more than 3 weeks after the horrific incident as Daryl Brooks Jr. allegedly intentionally drove his SUV into a crowd watching the town's annual Christmas parade. 6 people were killed and at least 60 people were wounded. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have still not visited the community to offer their sympathies.